Crossbone Gundam, the animation. Two new Ultra series. Somebody with the patience for Legend of the Galactic Heroes, and they were willing to release it in the States? All that and how I'm the biggest liar ever. Sort of. In this week's Friday Ace. In this week's very special episode of Friday Ace, Jessie's life takes a tumble as she turns to drugs to get ready for the big midterm. Or was that Tina? Oh, no, wait. Tina turns to drugs. Jessie turns to caffeine pills for the big talent audition. Oh, and Mr. Feeny gets a Ferrari for some reason. Hilarity ensues. Okay, first off, hello and welcome to this week's Friday Ace. Second, I'm your navigator, Mike Dent. And lastly, why am I going through jumped up TV guide synopses? Well, it's because, my valiant listeners, the moment that I feared for, the moment I started doing this podcast, has finally arrived. A slow news week. Seriously, folks, at the most, all I could tell you about is one comment from the screenwriter of the live-action Ghost in the Shell movie, which is basically, don't worry, guys, I'm totally turning something in by the end of the week, a new Funimation acquisition, and how the IP stalkers have gotten people excited over the prospect of two new Ultraman shows that just popped up on the registry. And before you guys freak out and go, oh my god, Mike, that's totally something we're talking about, this happens all the time. People camp out on these registry sites and just wait for new stuff to pop up. They think they're so awesome, report them to all their friends and all the various websites, and everybody starts freaking out and speculating for 3 months. It's a vicious cycle that I do not want to put you guys through. Because unlike all those other guys, I care. Sort of. Yeah, seriously, nothing happened this week. So instead of doing something like, say, making up a bunch of headlines, then holding a contest to see who could figure out the real one from the fakes, and then rewarding them with a mountain of DVDs, because I lack a mountain of DVDs to give away, I figured I would just focus on the big music special that I had promised last week. On this very special Friday Ace, very special because it's probably going to be a lot shorter than usual, you'll be getting our 5 in Tune special, February's Best in Tune, and a rather extended watch list. So, with that out of the way, let's jump right into the highlight reel, 5 in Tune. For this very special occasion of 5 in Tune, I'm going to forego the usual ranking and give you, as promised, my picks for the best 5 songs for the month of February. Now, these are songs that I may have mentioned as either part of the top 3, as ones that I feel you should really care about, or even things that are entirely new to you altogether. All the same, two things to keep in mind. One, if you like what you hear, please go out and buy it. And two, please hold off on sending those angry letters about how I'm on par with the devil for not including insert obscure visual K-group that somehow has a following in the States here. Unless you can make a total grammatical massacre of a hate letter. Because I will personally take time out and read that on the show in that case. Too bad I can't make a contest out of it. Anyway, here are my picks. Starting at number 5. Itomi no oku wo nozakasete by Porno Graffiti. Number 4. I wanna believe this feeling is real. All in the moment. Fall in Love, Thelma Aoyama featuring Soul from Big Bang. Forever. All in the moment. Number 3, Arc Around by Sakana Action. And my personal favorite. Sayonara Memories by Supercell. And the number one pick for the best single of February 2010. Kanzen Kankaku Dreamer by One OK Rock. Gosh, this was such a tough decision. And I know I kind of said that there wouldn't be the usual segments, but there's one release that I think you should have gotten this past week. The new album by Capsule, Player. I love my paint color design, a twist, polite. Week we will return to our usual format, I promise. But in the meantime, if you've got any indie groups that you feel deserve our attention for the spotlight, shoot me an email at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. And now to wind it down with this week's watch list. Here's some things from this week that you might want to look into. First, the slightly not safe for work teaser trailer for the Zebra Man 2 spin-off movie, The Revenge of the Zebra Miniskirt Police. You heard me right, just go watch it already. A reminder that this weekend is when the rather epic Japanese gaming tournament God's Guard No. 2 will be going down, with a live streaming webcast running from start to finish. If you're a fighting game fan and don't mind staying up a little late to see some high-level carnage, do not miss this. The latest promotional video for Hokuto Musou, the most important game of 2010. Did I also mention that Norio Wakamoto is suddenly the narrator? The latest installment of Monster Attack Team, fan publication on par with Oriental Cinema and Markalite, devoted to the monsters and superheroes of Japan, is now available from their website, and features OUSA's very own August Rigone, tag-teamed with other pillars of the fandom at large. Just go buy it so it can become a regular publication, he said rather dreamingly. And lastly, Screw Attack unleashing their picks for the top 10 worst robot masters, spanning the entire history of the Mega Man series. Now, if only Mega Man 10 could just come out already. And on that bombshell, that's the end of another episode of Friday Ace. As always, thanks for tuning in, guys, and thanks for putting up with all the technical issues. If you want to send comments, questions, or tips for stories during the week, email me at fridayace.ousa@gmail.com. And make sure you pick up the latest issue of Otaku USA Magazine, now on newsstands wherever finer publications are sold. Soul Eater's on the cover, I'm sure you can't miss it. It sticks out like a sore thumb. But until the next, I'm Mike Dent. And this is what happens when you crank up the blasting power of a toilet washlet sprayer to that of a fire hose. See the full video in the show notes. And I'll see you next Ace. Friday Ace, the podcast edition, is published under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.